Finding tomorrow's winners on the emerging Lindy screen. In a market obsessed with quarterly results and narratives that change by the week, today's screen searches for the exact opposite: companies that are built to last for decades. The screen identifies the next generation of enduring businesses before they're widely recognized. The emerging Lindy screen is about finding future Lindys, businesses that combine invention with discipline, transforming broken industries through structural innovation, vertical integration, and cultural resilience. The screen is designed to uncover the next Amazon or Apple, the types of compounding machines we aim to own long before the world catches on. To see the criteria used to create the emerging Lindy screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Thursday, August 13, the following 39 stocks met these criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: Eli Lilly, LLY, JP Morgan Chase, JPM, Bank of America, BAC, Merck, MRK, Dell Technologies, DELL, Palo Alto Networks, PANW, CrowdStrike, CRWD, Amgen, AMGN, Charles Schwab, SCHW, Starbucks, SBUX, Bank of New York Mellon, BNY, Airbnb, ABNB, General Dynamics, GD, PNC Financial Services, PNC, US Bancorp, USB, Marathon Petroleum, MPC, Valero Energy, VLO, 3M Company, MMM, Phillips 66, PSX, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, REGN, Target, TGT, Public Storage, PSA, Garmin, GRMN, Fastenal, Fast, Amatec, AME. Presented by Paradigm Press. Oil prices could send these three stocks soaring. The biggest gains from the last oil crisis didn't come from oil companies. The top-performing energy stocks were tiny, practically unknown, and every major oil company in America was completely dependent on them. Today, it's the exact scenario, except the scale is roughly 13,000 times larger. That's why I just vetted three of these companies in this exact same position. But this time it's not just oil that's driving them higher. Trump's latest initiative could lead this sector to a major surge. Editor's note: keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous, and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: Nike, NKE, Public Service Enterprise, PEG, CMS Energy, CMS, Rollins, ROL, Lennox International, 52, JBT Marl, JBT Marl, JBTM, Liftoff Mobile, LFTO, Group 1 Automotive, GPI, Wingstop, WING, Inner, INTR, Braveheart Bio, BRVE, Walker & Dunlop, WD, Evolution Metals & Technologies, EMAT, Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.